With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He said it over and over again, no one is above the law. That's part of the reason that President Biden is taking so much heat from Republicans and from some Democrats for pardoning his son, Hunter, granting him a pardon that spans 10 years starting in 2014. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre repeatedly said there would be no pardon, so what's she say now?
The president does believe in the justice system and in the Department of Justice, and he also believes that his son was singled out politically.
President-elect Trump calls the pardon an abusive miscarriage of justice, asking if it also covers the J6 hostages, as he calls them. Observers expect a fierce battle in Congress as Republicans seek to extend the Trump tax cuts, allowing you to keep more of your money.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of next year, along with the lower tax rates for American workers. Now Republicans hope to work hand-in-hand with incoming President Trump to extend and strengthen the original law passed in 2017. One key player will be Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee, Scott Bessent. He's expected to help forge the language in the new tax bill with the focus of lowering the corporate tax rate and putting an end to taxes on both tips and Social Security. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump wasting no time wading into the volatile Mideast situation. He's warning Hamas it had better release all of the hostages it's holding before January 20th when he takes office, or there will be severe consequences. Meanwhile, the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon is on shaky ground, with each side firing on and blaming the other. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 38 points and the Nasdaq futures are off 21. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Proponents of California's left-leaning policies are worried.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have convened a special legislative session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. The president-elect often depicts California as representing all he sees wrong in America, including the large number of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. At a rally outside the state capitol, Salvador Sarmiento of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
We remember what it means. It means babies, children crying about separated families. We remember all of this, but we also know that there is a lot that our state leaders, our legislators, and our governor can do to thwart Trump's deportation agenda.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Today's a day. It's been dubbed Giving Tuesday. Today, Americans are being encouraged to donate to charities. Many of those charities depend on donations to continue their good work. More details at SRNnews.com.